The largest king salmon subsistence fishery in the state will close for 4 days amid concerns that not enough fish are reaching their spawning grounds. The Department of Fish and Game has issued a rare emergency order that will close the lower part of the Kuskokwim River this Thursday. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson has more.
Situated between the rich sockeye runs of Bristol Bay and the dwindling king runs of the Yukon flows the Kuskokwim River, and nowhere in the state are more king salmon caught, hung, smoked, and devoured by subsistence users. This year appears to be much like others. In fact, the fish are coming in a tad on the early side when compared to the last few years. Reports from Duntatulak at the mouth of the river indicate a decent run. Some of the earliest fish even made it into the interior, says McGrath resident Ray Collins, whose brother traveled upriver to get some of the earliest swimmers.
They caught 4 kings up at Blackwater this week. In fact, I had one of them, part of one of them yesterday. They sent it down here for their grandson's first birthday.
Situated in between the lucrative catches downriver and the birthday fish upriver sits the largest city in all of western Alaska, Bethel, and it's there that Fish and Game is monitoring the king run.
We might be actually having an average run right about now.
That's Chuck Brazil with the Department of Fish and Game. And while average has been good enough to fill up racks in the lower river, it has not been producing escapement numbers that are satisfying the department.
So we're 40% behind right now in Bethel test fish from where we need to be.
Fish and Game presented their latest figures at a meeting of the Kuskokwim Salmon Working Group. It's an advisory body that consists mainly of subsistence users, but also other user groups along the river. Year after year now, the working group has watched as relatively decent king runs dwindled as they made their way up the Kuskokwim.
Fish in the hand is proof that there are fish in the river.
Lamont Albertson lives in the Middle River area.
And there are not many fish in the river up at Aniak now. There may be going around the point at Oscarville. I'm not saying there are not, but they're not getting upriver.
Albertson was one of just a few working group members to support a failed effort to close subsistence fishing immediately.
I don't see how you're going to get any fish by short of closing it down. We've got to do something.
In a region where subsistence is king, many on the working group said people needed at least a few more days to hang fish. Fritz Charles of Bethel said it's an ingrained part of the Yupik Eskimo culture.
We want to get the earliest fish as possible before they start getting maggots and chivoks, and we don't want that to happen. It's inedible. And that's been going on for thousands and thousands of years.
But Beverly Hoffman of Bethel pointed out that a lot has changed in 1,000 years.
We have bigger nets, bigger boats, 6,000 people in Bethel. Villages are growing.
Whether or not the increased fishing pressure within the river is the reason some important tributaries are not meeting escapement goals is tough to say. There could be a host of reasons, but the working group decided that pulling nets from the waters is the only way to help make sure more fish have a chance of spawning. Fish and Game wanted a longer closure, but biologist Brazil said 4 days is about what it takes for salmon to move through the lower river.
It would be really nice to get a good solid puss or fish past where the main part of the fishery is.
The working group unanimously supported the 4-day closure. Fish and Game accepted their recommendation. It will be the first subsistence closure in over a half decade on the river. Brazil says he hopes it's the last this season.
I would like to be optimistic that we'll get enough fish passage upriver, but we will have to, look at the data. It's just going to be a day-by-day evaluation.
The 4-day closure only affects District 1, the largest and most populous stretch of river. It will run Thursday through Sunday. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.